Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, besties. Welcome back to the Trying Not to Care podcast. It's your girl, Ashley. I am hyped today, and it's not because I had three coffees. It's because it's episode 10. We're finally here. And also, we have a sponsor now. Did you just hear that? Anchor is sponsoring all my episodes now, which is insane. I can't believe it. I'm finally getting paid for this. Not that it really matters, but it kind of does because it's my job. But yeah, it's finally happening. I'm doing the damn thing. I'm feeling good. Also, please don't skip over the sponsored ads in the future just because it pays me. So if you support your girl, please, you know, don't skip them. But anyways, your girl was waiting on having an episode sponsored, but I knew it was coming like the little train that could. I knew I could do it. I knew it would happen. Manifestation, baby. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. I know it's not my typical content for this podcast. I know a lot of you like me giving you advice and talking you through some hard shit, but I want episode 10 to be special. I want it to be something that I love to talk about that's not so fucking depressing while also helping you. So let's do it. If this isn't your type of episode, I get it. I promise I'll be back to more depressing but helpful content next week. So let's do this thing. Episode 10. As always, I like to give you a little backstory or insight into my own experience. So I did not grow up going to church. I am very much not religious. I think if I stepped into a church, it would go up in flames. I just never believed in much. I was a strange child and I am a strange adult. I think really deeply, and even when I was a kid, I would always question why we're here and what we are. I knew and I know there's science, but my mind has always gone deeper. Like even with science, It's just made up shit. Like, humans make science. Humans make hypotheses and conclusions. Who's to say that they're right or wrong? Another human? Like, we just don't know why the fuck we're here or how we got where we are. We only have theories. So, with that being said, I never put my faith in anything, and it wasn't until COVID, as most of my stories start with, that I got into spirituality. And with spirituality, I have learned so much about the world, the universe, myself, and I feel like although a lot of things still don't make sense to me, I do have clarity on a lot now. And I know that's very vague. I think talking spirituality is a whole other topic, but if that's like interesting to you, I could talk about that another time. But what I'm trying to say and get at is when I first started my journey with spirituality, it led me to learn about manifesting. I think where there's a disconnect for a lot of people when it comes to manifesting is they think that manifesting equals getting whatever you want in a blink of an eye. And although that could be true, manifesting is not making wishes and having them granted. It's not a genie in a bottle, although that would be nice. The easiest way, I think, to explain manifestation to someone who does not understand it or has a hard time wrapping their head around it is manifestation is just setting and working towards goals. You can't just sit there and be like, I want $1 million and have it disappear. There's a mindset component to manifesting. There's working towards your manifestation and then aligning yourself to actually receive the manifestation. It's not just I wish and I get. Once I was able to break this down and actually understand it, it was like a light bulb went off for me. I've always had this mindset of not knowing what we are and why we're here. And with that, I've always asked myself, why does anything matter if we might not even be real? So once I applied the idea of manifesting to the mindset of nothing matters, we're not real, or at least we don't know what we are, I was like, well, if we're not real or whatever we are, why can't I just dream up what I want my life to look like? If we aren't real, there shouldn't be a rule book of what is possible for me. The only thing that's holding me back from what's possible for me is myself and my self-limiting beliefs. And if I can get past that, why can't I have anything that I want? And in that moment, I realized I fucking can. Self-limiting beliefs, in my opinion, are the biggest thing that holds anyone back. The beliefs that we hold for ourselves are almost automatic, and they have been learned and given to us since we were younger. One of my favorite books that I have ever read, and I will go back to time and time again for whatever I'm going through, is called Wishes Fulfilled, and I have it linked in my Amazon storefront if you're interested, but it talks about your outer self-concept and your inner self-concept. So your outer self-concept is everything that you believe your body is capable of, how intelligent you are, how talented you are, your physical body traits. For example, I know that I don't get sick often. I have a bad knee. I am not the greatest at sports. I know my body fluctuates or my body weight fluctuates, but I'm pretty thin. I know I'm allergic to most fruits and vegetables. I know that I'm pretty outgoing. These are all things, if you were to ask me, I would say for certain are true. And then your inner self-concept is your beliefs about essentially your energy or spirit, whatever you want to call it, and what you believe your mind is capable of. For example, you know that your mind is capable of memorizing information for a test or a speech. You know that your body is capable of doing things automatically that you've learned, like picking something up, scratching your leg, moving your legs to walk. You do all of those things without realizing it, almost as if you're on autopilot. You know that you're capable of it, and that's a fact to you. And you're probably like, Ashley, what the fuck? Why does this matter? What's the point of this? What does this mean? Why do we care? I bring this up because, for one, everything you know to be true about yourself is only true because it was learned. You have assigned yourself certain roles and capabilities based off your experiences doing certain things or what people have told you over the years of who you are and what your role is. The important thing here is everything you know to be true, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is true, and it doesn't mean you can't change it if it is true. What if you told yourself every day that you were talented and you were extremely good at everything you do? What if you told yourself that and believed it so much? You believed it so much that it became a fact, just like your physical characteristics of you are. You know for certain your hair color, you know for certain your height, because you see those. But you also know for certain how intelligent your mind is, but you've never seen that. So why would it be so insane to know for certain how fucking capable and incredible you are? You can't necessarily see that either, but it's possible. Why couldn't it be possible? Who is to say that it's not? You are able to challenge everything you've known to be true about yourself. If you want to be a dancer, but you told yourself your entire life you suck at dancing and you'll never be good, that's okay because you can decide today to say, fuck that. Fuck the idea that I can't dance. I'm going to learn how to dance and I'm going to be great at it because I know how capable my body is and how capable I am. And this goes for all things in life that you want. We set these limits on what we think we can and cannot have and what we think we deserve. There's nothing in life that is too out there or that's too crazy. Everyone started somewhere. Yes, some people are privileged and they did have a head start, but that doesn't mean you can't get there too. If I'm going 95 miles per hour in my car and you're going 5 miles per hour in your car and we're going to the same destination, the speed doesn't matter. We are still going to end up at the same place. If there's anything you want in life, you can have it. It doesn't matter how crazy or how far away it is. The only reason it seems that way is because you set that limit of what you can have. Think about this. Everything that you see at one point was in someone else's imagination. It was somebody else's idea until it manifested into reality. The chair you're sitting in, the car you're driving, without that thought from someone and without the action following it, it would not be here. Think of yourself and your life as that. If you want to pursue something, all it takes is the thought of it and the action following it to make it reality. With that being said, I want to break down manifestation and explain it for those of you who are just like, I don't fucking get it, or it's not real, it's stupid, you know, you're a hater. I'm kidding, but yeah, let me give you a step-by-step breakdown of manifesting. Manifesting for dummies, with the biggest dummy herself, me. So, first of all, what is manifesting? The definition of manifestation, because I was prepared before recording this and I looked it up, is, hold on, let me get it up. The events, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory or an abstract idea. So, for example, like I said about anything around you, the chair you're sitting in, it was an idea at one point, and now it actually is something. It's manifested into reality. It embodies the idea that was thought of prior. Everything that is started with an idea or theory. So now that you know that, we can actually talk about manifesting or bringing something that you're imagining or desiring into reality. So the first step is deciding what it is that you want. You can't bring anything into reality without knowing what it is that you want. So once you figure that out and you know what it is, you're going to visualize it. See it in your mind, and you're not just going to think about it once and be like, okay, I did it. No, you're going to visualize it like you're creating a school project. You're inventing something that's going to be the bomb.com. There's different ways and more powerful ways than just sitting and thinking about something that you want. You can write it in your journal. Like, I like to write letters as if I'm my future self and living the life that I'm manifesting, and I will write as my future self and address current me, or in that case, past me, and talk about all the wonderful things that I'm enjoying in my life, all the things that past me would have been amazed by. And with writing this, I can really go into detail about the life that I'm manifesting. Another way you can visualize, and I talked about this in a previous episode, dream boards or vision boards. I am a dream board, vision board slut. Vision boards are just collages of things that you want to bring into your life, things you want to attract, things you want to achieve. I like to have a lot of photos of things that I want in my life, quotes. If I'm manifesting a certain amount of money, I'll put that number on the vision board. A certain amount of followers, I'll literally Photoshop a picture of my account with a certain amount of followers. And you do this so you look at this board often and remind yourself what you're working towards. This can be a real board, like you drag your ass to Michael's Arts and Crafts Supplies and you DIY yourself a boss-ass vision board, or like I do, you can make one for your phone and laptop. That way you're literally forced to look at it every day. And then another way I like to visualize is right when I'm falling asleep. I have always been someone who likes to fall asleep with a fake scenario in my head. Otherwise, I just spiral and think about a million things going on in my life and I get anxious. I used to be one of those bitches who would think about what it would be like if I got in a car accident and ended up in the hospital. who would come and visit me, who would confess their love to me. Like, I would think about that and have a whole scenario in my head and fall asleep to that. And I know that's borderline sociopathic. It's okay, I'm past that. But now I fall asleep visualizing my dream life. And I do that every night, and I like it because when I do that, not only do I visualize it, I end up dreaming about it. And I am someone who believes dreams are so powerful. So I love that I'm visualizing it in and out of my sleep. And when you're in your sleep and you can't tell you're sleeping, it feels real. So to be dreaming your dream life and experiencing it as if it was real, you get a glimpse of how it would actually feel if it became your reality. And that leads me into the next step of manifesting. Feel how you would feel if your manifestation came true today. When you're visualizing what it is you want to really think how you would feel in that moment. Would you feel excited? Would you feel proud? Would you feel grateful? Imagine what you want and step into that feeling, the exact feeling. The podcast that I listen to, Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation, with Michaela J., the host, she was talking about how she was manifesting her dream car, and she would literally sit and visualize herself sitting in the car, holding the steering wheel, and she would imagine what the steering wheel would feel like by actually putting her hands out and pretending to drive the car. She would imagine all the details, and not only that, she would go online and build the car on the site as if she was about to purchase it, and that would really get her in the feeling of this is mine and this is what it feels like to be mine. It's one thing to imagine something, but when you give it a feeling, that's when it elevates and it feels real and you believe it to be real. With that being said, step three is believing your manifestation to be true. You believe that it's not just in your imagination. You're not just daydreaming. This is something you can have and will have, and you know that it's coming. The way that I see it is, if you can dream it up, if you can picture it in your head, there's no reason why it can't be possible outside of your head. So when you adapt the mindset that I've decided what I want and this is what's going to happen, it's almost like anything else that you plan in your life. When you buy something online, you don't stress about, oh, I hope this comes, I hope that I get my package. You choose your items, you pay for your items, you send them your address, and there's no doubt in your mind that package is coming. You don't always know when it is, but you're for certain that it's coming. Have the same mindset for your manifestations and goals. You decide what you want, you put in the work, and you allow your manifestation to come. So once you decide what it is you want, you visualized it, you know how it would feel, you know it's coming, it's time to break down why it is you want this. There's so many things in life that you can have. Why do you desire this thing so badly? Why of all things do you want this? In my opinion, you don't get anything in life on your own without having a reason for it. Simply put, I don't go and get a coffee with no intention behind it. Yeah, I like coffee, but the reason I'm getting it is because it'll make me more energized. It'll make me happier if I'm having a shitty day. It's refreshing and I like the taste of a certain flavor. You don't go on vacation without a destination in mind. You choose that destination with the intention of why you want to go there, what it will do for you, what it will do for others, how you'll all enjoy your time there. So when it comes to manifestations, it's important that you're figuring out why you want this thing to happen and how it will affect you, and not only you, but how it'll affect others. Is it for the greater good? Are you doing it selfishly? Are you manifesting your shitty ex-boyfriend back? Because I can tell you, girly, that's not for the greater good. It's not good for you. It's not good for the growth of your shitty ex. It's not good for your future relationships. It's not good for your mental health, your growth overall. It's not good. So don't do it because it's selfish and that's not what we want. But when you place intentions on your manifestations, it amplifies your desire for it. Let's say I'm manifesting money. My intention behind that could be, I'm manifesting an abundance of money so that I could help my loved ones pay off debt. I can purchase a larger house that's more fitting and more room for my dogs. I can put more money into my career and help me pay for things that will get me to the place I want to be. Setting those intentions gets me excited and ready for my manifestation to come. I'm not just sitting on the idea of, oh, I want money, I want to be rich. Yeah, it's nice to be rich and you can be rich, but if you have money but don't have a good use for it, why should you have it? So There's two more important steps, but so far you visualize, you step into that feeling, you acknowledge that your manifestation is possible, and then you set your intentions for why you want this. This is where people get lost. They think that just by writing down their affirmations and dreaming about this life they want to live and they know they want, they can just stop there and keep living their life as they normally do and it'll come to them easy. And maybe it will. If it does, you're a master at manifestation and I am envious of you, truly, but not normally. So the next important step is you need to wake up every day and embody what it would feel like and look like as a person who has had their manifestation come true. How would you act and how would you live if what you are desiring was already yours? It's kind of like stepping into how you would feel, but it's a step further. For example, if you are manifesting your dream body, your higher self or future self, whatever you want to call it, might wake up earlier than you're used to and exercise first thing in the morning. They might drink smoothies and they might do yoga. If you're manifesting a larger audience on social media, what type of videos would you be posting? Would you be posting the content that you're posting right now? Would the quality of your videos or photos be better? Would you go live and talk to your followers? Would you share your favorite products with your followers? If that's the case, do that now. Don't wait until you have the right amount of followers. It really is fake it until you make it, or what I've heard and I like better is dream it until you achieve it. I always say this, but no one ever gets anywhere acting like they're not the shit. I know a lot of people don't love Kanye West, and like anyone, we all have our flaws, but I did watch some of his documentary, and honestly, I have to say it was inspiring because even before he was famous, he was talking to himself and advocating for himself as if he already was as big as he is now. He knew for certain how great and how talented he was, and he lived every moment embodying that. And I'm not going to get into affirmations in this episode just because I've already touched on them, I believe in episode 5, where I talk about self-love. But speaking to yourself kindly and affirming who you are and who you want to be really does help with stepping into how you would feel and act if your manifestation were here. Going back to if you're manifesting your dream body, you could wake up every day and say, I love my body. I love how my body feels. I love this part of my body. Even if that's not the case, eventually you will feel that way if you tell yourself that. And along with acting how you would if your manifestation came true, is changing a lot of the things that don't align with your manifestation. If you're manifesting better friends who care about you, don't keep reaching out to people who have made it known they don't give two fucks about you. If you're manifesting love, don't keep forgiving the guy who continues to cheat on you and lie to you. Change is uncomfortable, but without changing your lifestyle and decisions, you'll never get your manifestation. Your life will just stay the same. I know, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow, but like that's the truth. And with that comes the last step to manifestation, which is detachment. When I first started learning about manifestation, I didn't understand detachment because I was hearing all these gurus on TikTok telling me that I have to stop thinking about my manifestation because it's becoming obsessive and I don't chase, I attract. But in my opinion, thinking about your manifestation, being obsessive about your manifestation, is not going to hurt you or make it not happen. Detachment, in my opinion, is knowing what you want but not being stuck on having it happen one specific way or have it happen at a certain time. I talked about this in one of my episodes, but I believe when you only have one way of thinking about something and only have one way of this is how it's going to happen, this is the only possibility, it limits what you can receive. What you're detaching from is not the manifestation itself, but the possibilities that you can receive and how you will receive them. You align yourself with what it is you want by embodying how you would feel and act if you were to have it happen, and then you just let life happen with it. Intuition is another thing that I could probably make a whole episode about, but listening to your intuition in all of this while also just letting life happen will lead you so much faster to what you want. For example, I was struggling so hard with the idea of quitting my last job because I was afraid of inconsistent pay and I was afraid of people and how they would think of me and think that I'm lazy or something. But my intuition was telling me that I had to quit to focus on what I love and it would all work out. When I would think about quitting and focus my attention on what I could be doing in replacement of that job, it wasn't scary, it was exciting, and it felt right. I didn't know how I was going to make money through social media. I knew I could make money through brand deals, but I didn't know how else I could do it. I didn't know what would happen, but I just listened to my intuition and trusted it would all work out. And with taking those steps and quitting and working every day as if I was a full-time successful content creator, I've been given opportunities to make more money, opportunities that I had no idea were possible, and I didn't force it or make it happen on my own. And I think a lot of people question, how does anything get done for me if I'm not in control of it? How am I supposed to trust the universe or whatever higher power you might believe in? How am I just supposed to let life happen and be okay with me not forcing it? The best way that I've thought about this is things happen to you every day that are out of your control. Think about how you have no control over if someone texts you. An old friend of yours that you haven't spoken to in 10 years can text you tomorrow, and now you have a new person in your life that you might have needed. Think about how you have no control over job openings. You aren't actively opening businesses or handling any of that, but they come when they come, and when they do, it can change your entire career path. There's always things that are out of your control, and they might not seem crazy because in your head it's, well, someone else is controlling that. That's not the universe. But there was something in them, in that person, that made them do what they're doing, and somewhere along the lines, it affects you, but only if you're open to that opportunity. My point being, with detachment, it's not to let go of your manifestation and forget about it, or at least I don't think it is. And if you disagree, you can go read more into how others view it. But I think detachment is being sure of what you want, but detaching from the idea that's all you can receive. You can have that manifestation, but also more, and you can have that manifestation but have it come to you in a way that you haven't thought of already. Detachment is allowing life to happen, allowing things to flow, and being open to however things happen. So that is my little breakdown of manifestation. I hope that it helps if you had no idea about manifestation, if you were confused or you wanted to learn more. If you questioned it, maybe it seems a little more realistic now that it's broken down, and you see that it really is just setting goals and working towards it. I want to get into this week's assignment. So for this week, I want you to write out something you want to manifest or a goal of yours. And I want you to write out 5 different ways or more, if you can think of them, on how you could receive this. This will help with just realizing there's so much more than one way to achieve your goal. For example, mine could be if I am desiring money. My first way to attract money could be brand deals. My second way could be selling my clothes. Third, my podcast being sponsored. Fourth could be like Instacart or DoorDash, even though fucking gas prices are outrageous right now and I don't really want to do that anytime soon. But the fifth one, I could get a random gift or like check of money in the mail. And I know the check thing sounds ridiculous, but shit like that happens. Like, I randomly last month found out that I had a retirement fund with the old job that I had, and it had a couple $1,000s in it, and I had no idea about it. But clearly your girl retired from that job, so I was able to take that money out, and I'm very fortunate for it because it came at the best time with me having to pay taxes this year. And I share this because I had no idea about this fund, and a couple months ago, I would have never thought I would be getting a random check. It just proves that there are so many ways to receive your manifestations in ways that you have no clue about yet. But if you're open to receiving, they will come. So let me know how that goes. If you do end up making a list, I always love to hear how the assignments go. You can always DM me. And thank you so much for listening to 10 episodes with me. It's so wild. It's been 2 months now. I didn't think I would get to 10 episodes. I thought if I did, I would be done at 10. But I'm having so much fun and I love it. And I love talking to you and connecting with you. So I'm excited to see where this goes and I'm excited to keep making episodes. If you haven't already, please give Try Not to Care a 5-star review on whichever platform you listen to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Trying Not, the number 2 Care Podcast, and at Ashley Corbo, which is my main. I also do TikTok at Little Baby Aries. And I'm going to start doing YouTube. I'm starting to post a lot more on YouTube. And I'll have that linked on my Instagrams if you want to follow or subscribe to that. Thank you so, so much. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, besties.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.